My topic today is avoiding and overcoming post-argument remorse. And I know some of you out there in the audience may be thinking, well, that's a pretty heavy topic and a negative one, too. And my response to that is, yes, exactly what I'm going for. Ironically enough, however, by going negative today, we will be trying to avoid a negative, which is post-argument remorse. And avoiding a negative has got to be a positive. And I hope you will get some positive tips out of what I have to say here today. Now, the inspiration for this topic is a quote from the late Supreme Court Justice Robert H. Jackson. And for those of you who are not familiar with him, he had a storied legal career. In addition to being a Supreme Court justice, he was also chief U.S. prosecutor for the Nuremberg trials after World War II. He was Attorney General of the United States, and he was also Solicitor General of the United States, and that's a pretty good career right there. During his time as a private practitioner and then also as a government attorney, he developed a very well-earned reputation as a formidable written and oral advocate. This is in the paper, but as one example, Justice Brandeis is said to have remarked about Jackson after one of his Supreme Court arguments that he was so good he should be Solicitor General for life. And that is very high praise indeed. Now, the quote, and this is one of my favorite quotes about appellate practice or about being a lawyer, is this.